So we're holding Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes Vav. The truth is that I was thinking about skipping Pasuk Tes Vav, because again, we're trying to focus more on the Psukim, the Biur Hagra, that we can take some more practical takeaways from the Psukim as far as Musar Avodas Hashem. But it's an interesting point that the Gra makes in this pasuk, so I figured we'll do it. He says Al Kain. So after we've discussed the three types of people that are involved in the Ra, in evil, right? The Blial, the Ish Blial, or the Adam Blial, we should say, the Heilich Rachel and the Medaber Tapuchais. And he said each one really has its own like three involved. Every time it's like Dibur Machshava, Dibur Maisa, in each of those three, so that ultimately we have like nine different Bechinas discussed in these Psukim. So now the Pasuk says Al Kain, therefore, right, for this person who's involved in Ra, or these people that are involved in Ra, Al Kain Pisoim Yavo Eidoi, therefore suddenly will come his undoing. Pesa Yishaver, in an instant he will be broken. Ve'en Marpe, without cure. So the Pasuk has two lashonis of something bad suddenly happening. One is Pisoim and one is Pesa. What's the difference between Pisoim and Pesa? So it says the Goyim, Pisoim hu Oynes. That's an Oynes. It's a Shalai HaYochel Lishmas Atzmo. He's not able to guard himself, right? It's something that happens by force in a way that he's just not able to take care, to guard himself from this bad thing happening to him. Opesa hu shoygeg, whereas pesa is a lashon that refers to something that's a shoygeg, shahye yochel lishmor asatzmo, that theoretically, be'etzem, he was able to guard himself had he known. But since he was shoygeg, he didn't know, he was unaware. We'll get to it in a second. So that's the difference between pesa and pisoim. Pisoim, or like we say it in Hebrew, pitom, right, is something which is unavoidable. There is no way for him to beware, as opposed to pesa, referring to a shoygeg case where he could have guarded himself from the damage, from the bad event. But he was unaware, and because he was unaware, he was shagig, so therefore he wasn't able to, he gets hurt. And he brings the Sifri, v'chi yamos meis alav b'pesa pisoim, that's the pasuk, right, when he dies suddenly. So pesa ze shagig, says the Sifri, and pisoim ze oine. So it's a chazal. Gra didn't figure this one out on his own. It's a mafurish chazal. V'cheinu kan, and the same thing here. Pisoim ba'oines is referring to an oines she'ev she'lius nishma min aid. He has no way of guarding himself and being careful from the undoing that he's going to get. Ki pisoim yavi elov ha'aid min asoine, because suddenly the undoing from his enemy is going to come, is going to befall him, right? His enemy is going to surprise attack him. But the enemy will hit him purposely, intentionally. And we'll see why this is important for the next clause that he's going to explain. Pesa yishover, and hu b'shogeg shalai b'miskaven, right? In an instant he will be broken. That is referring to a case where he's a shogeg, it's unintentional. Meaning it's not coming, this makah that's going to befall him is not, he's about to get hit not from an enemy, he's going to get hit in a different fashion. And this makah which is going to befall him without a kavana, there was no intention over here to hit him, He yoser gadol min akol bekavana. That's why I thought this was an interesting piece. He says that getting hit by someone that wasn't intending to hit is worse, is usually a bigger makah than somebody who hits you or hits someone else intentionally. Because to hit someone with a tremendous makah, with a tremendous blow, that takes extreme cruelty. But when it's unintentional, a person can actually do to himself a huge blow, what no enemy in the world would have done to him. What's that? Right. But they can suddenly do something to themselves, which is way worse than anyone's going to do today. Right. So he's saying is right, usually there's a limit to what the enemy is going to do in his when he takes a whack at the guy. So yeah, it'll be bad. It'll still be an aid. It will be his undoing. It will hurt, but it's not going to be the same thing as if something is done to him unintentionally. I actually looked in the Art Scroll translation how they say, but aid is normally is a bad day, is something that bad is going to happen. So I guess that's the way they made it sound better. So says the Goyin over here. Now this is the nafkamina. The nafkamina between the aid, the peace oimer, the pesa over here is ze oimer she pesa yishover b'shoigeg, right? By the pesa, the sudden, the unintentional, right? Where he's going to be broken via makarabam oid, and it's going to be a tremendous blow, so tremendous. Lachein amar, therefore he says yishover, he's going to be broken shu gadol oid, which is very great, very big. Thing, right? A very big damage. Ve'ein marpe, and there's no cure. Shlotia rufosla makose, because it was an unintentional blow, but nobody was planning to hit him, maybe even to himself. It's so mighty that kind of a blow can be one where there's not going to be any cure to it. Vohu shleisha oinshin neged shleisha anal, says the Goyin, there's included in this pasuk is three punishments, which are keneged the three people that he spoke about in the previous psukim, like I was mocked him, right? That there's the Adam Belial, and there's the Heilich Rachel, and the Medarbet Apuchais. Alternatively, perhaps, I'm not sure which gimel he's talking about. Is it the gimel within each of those? Because he said there was a Dibra Makshava, a Makshava Dibra and Maisa, right? A thought, a speech, and deed in each of those categories. Not sure which he's. I think he's referring to the larger split up of the three types of people. But what are the three punishments? The three punishments over here is the aid, right? And is the yishover, and the ein marpe is like a third gedder. Hagamda the Gro himself put them together in the explanation, but it's an additional. The ein marpe is an additional thing. It can be so bad that it's going to be without a cure. Right, yeah. Right. He couldn't guard himself, right? And the guy wasn't planning to, wasn't thinking, you know, it's like the story with Lemech. Right in the Tuvalkain, right in Lemach, so he was blind, and he smashed. You know, he clapped his hands together really, really hard, and smashed his skull. You know, just killed him like that. He wasn't intending to. It was an unintentional. You know, he didn't think he's gonna be doing anything over there. Imagine a guy like, you know, taking a brick and throwing it with all his might. He wasn't planning to kill anyone. Had he tried to get someone, it might have been less. Probably wouldn't pick up the brick for that. He would just pick up a stone. All right.
For some reason, the skamish, learning the skamish, relates to the guy who's receiving the makkah from either anus.
It changes the way the guy's going to receive the makkah. Yeah.
As far as learning the skamish, the claim, the guy saying he got himself wrong. I wouldn't have thought that necessarily the two would go together.
Again?
When someone's scavenging, then the camel's at anus. When someone's really scavenging, the guy could have got himself wrong.
Right. When somebody.
The two should go together. The part is talking about the guy receiving it, either a pest or a piston. And the guy saying that it could actually go on the one doing it, even the scavenging, the living scavenging, that tells you how hard the man is going to be.
Right. It's a chiddush. Huh?
Maybe because the enemy is trying to, I guess, trap him, it's done but often that he can't be Nishman. It's done with pre
it's a surprise attack. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now the next pasuk Tezayin begins a series. I mean, you've seen this already. That basically, that's the way the Gro explains. Bechlal, it's obvious anyway in the Psukim of Mishlei, is you have like packets of Psukim together every time. So this is now the introduction to the next pack of Psukim. Shesh heina sanei Hashem v'sheva te'evas nafshay. There are six that Hashem hates, and there's a seventh which is the abomination of his soul, kibayachol. Sheva means the seventh. Yeah, the seventh. Yeah. So says the Goyin, K'moish b'kedusha ein shesh, v'ashvi esi ha'nefesh, k'enu kan shesh, sani Hashem v'shvi es tevas nafshay. The same way in Kedusha, we have this concept of there being six spheres, and the seventh one is the nefesh, which relates to the malchus, okay, which is like the Sfarim speak about, is the Shechina. Okay, that's the same thing we have when it comes to the Sitra Achra, that there are six Bechinas, Kiviyachal, six spheres in the Adam Blial, right? In the Adam, the Sitra Achra, the Sitra Achra sometimes is referred to as the Adam Blial, because it has the same structure, it has everything that the Kedusha has in it. Zelu Mazeh, also Lekim, that the Sitra Achra has that too. So the Sitra Achra also has this Kiviyachal six Bechinas of bad, and the seventh is like the worst in the sense, right? Because the same way by Kedusha, the seventh Bechina is where it all comes into expression. The Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the expression of all his Kaiches. So too, the Sheva, the seventh of the Sitra Achra, is where you get the full expression of evil. It's the worst of the worst. And that's, therefore, it's the Te'evas Nafshei Kibayachal. It's the Te'eva of his Nefesh, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nefesh, meaning of the Shechina. The Shechina hates it. It's an abomination. Not just hates. It's worse than hate. It's abomination. It's the absolute antithesis of the Shechina. We'll have to see. We'll see what that is. So it says the Pasuk Yitzayin, Einayim Romois, high eyes, meaning, like the Goyin says, Gaiva, it's haughtiness. The Shoin Shoker, a tongue of falsehood, the Adayim Shoifechais Dom Noki, in the hands that spill innocent blood. So these are three Bechinas so far. Okay, three of the six. Says they go.
Three
dreams, just
like
by we'll see. It's split up a little bit differently in the Psukim themselves, but we'll see. Einayim Roma, he says, the Goin who Gaiva. And Shlomo HaMelech over here is going to count, is going to list the whole sheer koyma, the whole height of the Adam Rasha. Lashon Sheker Hu B'Dibur. Lashon Sheker is obviously referring to his speech, right? He speaks falsely. The Adayim Shoifcha is Dom Naki Hu B'Maisa, obviously murdering, right? Spilling blood, innocent blood is in action. So that you have over here the three of them, because the Einayim Ramos, which is Gaiva, that's in Machshava, he thinks a lot of himself. The Lashon Shakar is the Dibur, is the speech, and the Adayim Shechris Dam Naki is the Maisa. Next pasuk, Yud Ches, Lev.
Any Dibur of Rice is the Lashon Shakar? Or is the Lashon Shakar just like the...
No, well, we're going to see there's another aspect of Dibur in the next pasuk. Lev, Chayrish, Machshevois, Oven. So here I also wrote a translation from the art scroll. They translate oven as iniquitous, so that the heart is always thinking iniquitous thoughts, which means bad thoughts. Okay, memaris larutz, meaning to do bad, right? to do evil to people. Raglayim memaris larutz lara, the feet are hurrying to run to evil. So again, says the Goyin, Lev Chayrish Makshavis Oven Hu Makshava V'Dibur. That includes, this whole clause includes Makshava and Dibur. Ki Lev Chayrish Makshavis Hu B'Makshava V'Oven Hu B'Dibur. Whereas Oven usually refers to Dibur, says the Goyin. Kanal V'Daber Oven. Okay, so the person speaks Oven. Raglayim memaris larutz lara, of course, is maisa. His feet are running to do evil. Of course, that's referring to maisa. So what's that? So over here we have again machshava dibur maisa. But let's wait before we get more into this. Let's see the next pasuk. Yafiach. So you could theoretically say six, but maybe only five. Because as far as the body goes, we only saw a lave here and a raglayim. Even though he tied together machshava dibur and the lave, but yeah, it is five. Well, that's why I wanted to point out what he's going to say this in the next pasuk. Yafich k'zavim, eid shaker. He's spouting forth lies, a false witness. Meshaleach medanim. And he stirs up machlekes, he stirs up strife bein achim, between brothers. He stirs up machlekes between brothers. Says the Goyin, kozov hu amavtiach bein mekayim. Kozov, right, which we would translate as a lie, but specifically says the Goyin, it's when a person promises and doesn't keep his promise. V'hu mi lashen ashalei chaz v'meimov, it's from lashen the pasuk that the waters don't lie, meaning the waters are always flowing. And that is similar to somebody who is a false witness. That in the words of such an aid of a false witness, there's nothing to them. There's no mamashes. There's no truth. There's nothing there in his words. And this guy is not giving what he promised, right? The person who is doing kazov or involved in kazov, okay, he's not giving what he promised, and what it's appropriate for him to give. It's appropriate for him to give what he promised. And this guy, the eight sheker, is taking out through him masha'ine chayiv klum, what the person is not chayiv at all. So he's comparing the guy who's not giving what he promised to give to the guy who's taking out from someone else's hands what he's not chayv to do. They're kind of, in a certain sense, opposite, but they're boiling down to the same thing. Omar, so says the Goyin, Yefiach, the Pasuk says, Yefiach kezavim, kloima, she'enem el divrei ruach v'ein b'mamash. That the words are just words of air that have no substance to them. Meshaleach medonim bein achim hi ashvius, making machlokes between achim. That's the seventh ashahit toyavas nefesh. That's worse. That not just as a Kadosh Baruch Hu hates that, but that's the toyava. That's the abomination of the nefesh. K'mashikosov, the Goyin brings the pasuk v'gala nafshi eschem. Right, then I will, my nefesh kiviyachol will reject you, will spit you out. And Rashi over there, by the way, says ze siluk shchina. That's the leaving of the shchina, right? Where the shchina rejects you, they can't be amongst us anymore. So Kmeshikasav, and he brings a pasuk in Iyov, Vahu be'echad umiyashiveno. It's interesting the way the Gaon explains this pasuk, because it's like a little bit different than the Mefarshim on the page over there. But he says over here, when he's in one, who can respond to him? Kloimar, meaning, the full pasuk, by the way, is, he's going to get the next words in a second, v'nafshe ivsa v'yas. He is in one, and who will respond to him? V'nafshe, and his nefesh desires, ivsa, desires v'yas, and does. So says the Gaon, what does it mean? V'hu be'echadum yeshiveno. Kaloimer, meaning kasher Yisrael ba'achdus. When Klal Yisrael is in achdus, when they're in unity, as Ashchina shayru b'Yisrael, then the Shechina dwells in the Jewish people. V'zel v'nafshe ivs avias. And that's what the end of the pasuk is, that his nefesh will desires and will do. Because when Klal Yisrael are ba'achdus, when they're be'echad, then the Shechina wants to be there. Huh? Who's going to return him? Like, I guess who's going to be able to go against Klal Yisrael? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be with them, and there's no stopping them. Aval kasher medonim beinachim, but when there's machlokes, when there's strife between brothers, oz v'gala nafshi v'goymer, then already my nefesh kibyochel, right, rejects them. So the Gaon is saying, that's a very, very sharp nekud over here, because unfortunately we know, there's tremendous machloikas, whether it's in families, Rav Sroya Devlitsky, that's on the Rebbe, Rav Sroya, that's all the time. After davening, he would learn, and very, very often, he would talk about this, how in families, this one doesn't talk to that one, and the brother doesn't talk to the one, and this one doesn't talk to his father, and then, It's rampant. Mamish kimat shamirachim. Like almost every second family, there's people not talking to each other. And then kol shekein between family members and between, the larger, wider family, maybe cousins and whatever. And then you have the neighbors, and you have sects in Klal Yisrael that don't want to have anything to do with makloksim. We're splitting up in more and more and more fractions of groups, and it's never ending. And where's the Gevaldige Yitzhahara for this? The Gevaldige Yitzhahara for this is that the Satan knows if there's anything that holds back the Shechina from Klal Yisrael, it's this one point. We have a lot of things. We have things of our, there's things of arayus, and there's things of shvichus. There's all sorts of terrible things. We know the psukim is very, it's not pashut. But the pasuk over here says there's six that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, but the seventh, which is toyavas nafshay, which he can't stand more than anything. Which, like the Gaon says, gal nafshi eschem, it's over, finished. I don't want to be there. That's when there's machlokes beinachim. That's when there's machlokes in amongst the Jewish people. And therefore, the Satan of all things works on that to make machlokes. We have to realize that and do our utmost to try to be misgaber neged that yitzhahara of machlokes. I've said in the past, right? Rabbi Shmichel Shapir writes in his Imros Tahiris, which is a chibur, a small chibur against machlekes, and he says, why is there such a terrible koyach of machlekes in the world? He says it's because what's the tzad atoyv? Any koyach that Baruch Shalom gives us is for something really for good. So he says, based on the Gemara, la'olam yargiz adam yetzer atoyv yetzer, right? The person always has to be margiz his yetzer atoyv on his yetzer hara. Rashi says yasim malchama, he's got to make a malchama against his yetzer hara. So we needed a koyach of melchama and machlokes in us to fight our yetzahar. It says Rav Shmichel, that's what the koyach of machlokes is supposed to be used for. As much as a person is not using it against his yetzahara, he ends up using it against other people. And you see this bechush. The more people are isik in machlokes against others, their midas are corrupt, and they're clearly not being good, they're not being their melchama, their inner melchama against their own yetzahara. It's either or. You could use this koyach for the good, like Hashem wanted it, against the Yetzirah, and fix your midas and work on yourself, or you can use it, Rachman Latzan, in the wrong way, and the outcome is that you'll be involved in what's an abomination before the Baruch Hashem and keeping the Shechina away from us. So hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeicha, bring the Shekhinah back down. Ato echad v'shimcha echad goy echad ba'aretz. Goy echad ba'aretz. It's the way that Shpoch was echad, and he wants Klal Yisrael to be echad. That's why it can only be expressed, like the Mishnah says, right? Enkli machzik bracha la shalom. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeicha to that Birkas Shalom. Hey, Rav Akarev.